Audio Renaissance presents The Race by Richard North Patterson. Read for you by Michael Boatman. Prologue. The Hero. In the timeless dark of his captivity, before the president made him a hero for the careless act that had cost a friend his life, Captain Corey Grace distracted himself from guilt and the pain of torture by recalling why he had wished to fly, to escape from darkness to light. His earliest memories were of the metaphoric prison of his parents' joyless house, the way his father's mute and drunken rage turned inward on itself, his mother's tight-lipped repression of her own misery as clenched as her coiled hair. Even the Ohio town they lived in, Lake City, felt cramped. Not just the near-identical shotgun houses and postage-stamp lawns, but the monochromatic lives of those who never seemed to leave, the gossip one could never erase, the pointless bigotry against minorities no one had ever met. Only in captivity, when shame and belated charity eroded his contempt for his family and his past, did Corey see this pitiless lens as yet another reflection of his vanity. "You're special," they had always told him. Teachers, coaches, ministers, even in their crabbed ways, Corey's own mother and father. From his early youth, good looks had been among his many gifts, the ready smile and dark brown eyes, perceptive, alert, and faintly amused, strong but regular features arrayed in pleasing proportion to one another. He excelled in school, became captain of 3 sports teams, grew articulate and quick-witted in a way he could not trace to either parent, learned to conceal his alienation with an easy...